an audio booth soundtrack.
I'm here with Andrew Goldfarb, right? I can say that. Twitter.com/Garfep. So, what do you do in New York City?
I'm an extra in film and TV.
You mean background artist?
Yeah, background artist. That's the euphemistic term, but I have no illusions about what it is.
I saw you were on 30 Rock. This guy was on 30 Rock?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a recurring page in 30 Rock.
I was
a cop in Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, very, very exciting stuff.
What else have you been on?
There's a Will Ferrell show that he's producing for Comedy Central, and one of the characters owns a diner, so I just spent the last 6 weeks as, like, the busboy in that.
What's the best and worst part of being a background artist?
I mean, it can be really demeaning because we're literally, like, a human prop. It can be, like, you know, showing up to set and just being thrown into one place and standing there all day. But it's also, like, really incredible. Like, every day I go to a different movie set. I've been directed by Steven Spielberg. Like, it's a cool job.
Well, what did Steven Spielberg direct you to do?
In his best movie ever, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. That was my first job, and actually how I found you guys, because I was Googling for reviews of it.
Oh, so, wow.
That's my touching story.
It's a special place in your heart. Okay, so, no, I mean, what was his direction to you to do?
Oh, well, yeah, he basically asked me my name, and then he was like, okay, Andrew, you're going to write, and that was it, because I was...
What was your character in that movie?
I was one of the students in his classroom, in, like, the Marshall College scenes, so, yeah, I wrote furiously, and it was pretty much my best performance, I would say.
His direction really shows through.
Awesome. Are you want to be an actor... You know, not a background artist, right? Like,
yeah, I've been a background artist forever, actually.
That's his goal.
I didn't know.
I'm a lifer for sure.
No,
you can look at a movie in 30 years and see me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and stand-in work. I was Macaulay Culkin's stand-in on King. But, no, I mean, I majored in writing. I did English and Film Studies double major. So, like, I really want to write. But, like, I fell into this. And it's, like, insurance and great money. And it's just, like, it's kind of a backdoor way to be on the set every day. But at the same time, I'm working with people who went to, like, Juilliard and, like, these, like, real actors. And, like, I've taken, like, one on-camera class. But I don't have any, like, real training. So, I don't know. I would love to do it, but I'm also kind of going with the flow.
So you're surrounded by a lot of people that are, like, that have trained actors that... How does that feel?
I feel bad for them. I mean, it's like...
They're working with you.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, if they train for 6 years to stand in the sun for 12 hours on Gossip Girl or something, like, it's kind of demeaning, like... But it is an interesting job.
Even if you trained for 6 years to act in Gossip Girl, it would still be...
Yeah, exactly. I doubt they trained for 6 years. So.
All right, well, thank you for the insight into the extra world.